Welcome to Shomar Shom and the Dash. Your sponsor, Lui Nishbas Aaron Ben Yaakov Shalom Leah Bas Yitzchok, Rufus Levi Ben Necham Betor Shach Olei Yisrael. We're holding Yuma Daf Yutes, and the Gemara Amud Beis right before the Mishnah says the big Yisoy V'Dibarto Bom. You have to speak in Divrei Torah, Ve'Loi B'Dvarim Achirim. You now should not speak Dvarim B'Teilim. Should not speak anything but Torah. So first of all, the Vilna Gaon and the Kriel Yo says that it's not stam dibarta bom, speak with them, but bom has a remes. Because the beginning of Torah Shebichtav is Bereishis Bara Elokim, Bereishis starts with the base. The beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh is Mishnayis, we start with Me'emosai Koyrim Shema. So Me'emos has a mem. Vidibarta bom, Torah Shebichtav, and Torah Shebaal Peh, the base of the mem, that you speak with and not speak with Vorem B'Teilim. Tzadik HaKoyin adds to this, so that's the idea of Dibar Tobom, because an Adam is a Medaber. The Adam was created as a talker. So the Adam always has to talk. But the message is, use your talking abilities for Torah and not for Dvarim B'Teilim. Use your ability of what you are unique with, the Dibur, which is unique to Adam. Don't not talk. Always talk. But the talk should be Bom in Divrei Torah. And you can add to this something which has to do with Inyan and Deyayim with Lag BaOmer. Because we find in the Gemara, in a few places, that the Torah is what saves an Adam from dying. When a person learns Torah, he doesn't die. As we find that David HaMelech, when he knew he was supposed to die on Shabbos, so he always spoke in Divrei Torah, on Shabbos, he's not going to die. And the Malach HaMavos couldn't kill him. So what happened, the Malach HaMavos had to trick him to make noise outside. He went and he fell, he stopped learning, and then he was able to die. Meaning, death is not chal on a person learning Torah. And it has to do with this idea, because Dibar Tabom, when you speak in Torah, you're living. That's the Iker of life. There's no place for Nisa, for death, when a person is speaking Dibar Torah. We know in Lag BaOmer, Shimon Bar Yochai was Mistalek, was Nifter. And when Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifter, it's brought down in the Zohar, he was teaching one of the deepest parts of Zohar called the Idra Zuta. And as he ended to teach the Idra Zuta, while he was still speaking, he died. He said the pasuk Chaim Ad Olam, which is a pasuk at Tehillim, the end of Shir HaMaalos, and he said the word Chaim, and he was nifted in the word Chaim. He wasn't able to finish the pasuk. So the simple question is, how did he die? He was learning Torah. But the answer is that the Iker Chiddush of Kabbalah of Nistar is that really there's nothing in the world that goes to waste. Really, there's no misa in the world. Meaning, even though a person dies physically, he still continues to live on and on. There's nothing in the world that goes and just disappears. Whatever we create, whatever we achieve, for good and for bad, it continues to live. It's always there. There's a higher dimension to the world. Rav Shir Bar Yochai is the one who revealed Torah Sinister. He revealed that his death is not really death. His Misa is not really Misa. It's really Chaim. Chaim Ad HaOlam. He's continuing to live. That's why he, doing learning Torah, could go up to Shemaim, because his revelation was that death is not really death, it's always Chaim. That's the Chiddush, the big Chiddush of Torah Sinister that's being revealed in this day of Lag BaOmer. Anyone wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.